Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. It's 9 o'clock a.m. We're gathered for a general discussion in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. All three commissioners are present. First on our agenda this morning is a transition plan for the new Executive Office Manager position. We have Nate Gowrie on for Community Corrections. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today. I had called HR regarding the decision to hire the new manager for the Board of County Commissioners, mm-hmm. and I have an interest in what the date might be. So HR had consulted with me and asked me to present to you so we can have a discussion on what that date might be for transition so I can start planning.
Do you have something in mind?
Well, I would request that it be August 1st,
okay.
If that's doable, but we can obviously modify our plans however the board wants to proceed. So
any kind of gradual transition, or are you talking about stop going there on August 1st and start coming here?
Yeah.
What, a line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be enough time for us to plan, so.
All right.
And I actually, I spoke with Annette this morning just saying, are you in the loop on, we're getting a presentation this morning, where are you at? And she said that at the longest, August 1st is what she would be willing to do at the shortest 2 weeks. She definitely wants to help with the transition. Though there is something that came up yesterday with the website, the new website that's getting launched.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that she's, that's something I think she should be assigned to, is the team that's getting the advance going on the website, is because of the agenda minutes builder and stuff like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And John wondered if he could, if with her still over there, pull her for meetings for the website stuff, McCaffrey.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So that would help us getting that going, because we're now on a time frame of moving towards launch. And that would be helpful if she could be able to do that portion.
Right, so if we said 2 weeks, you think that creates a bit of a hole over there that you'd rather fill? If we said, forget it, 2 weeks.
It's okay, we can
you
manage.
Can deal?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Well, it's already been, what, a week and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really have strong feelings. I mean, I'm good to go, but I don't want to create a problem. So August 1st is fine with me. It's also me and my wife's wedding anniversary, but I don't see how that relates.
Will you be here that day?
Absolutely not.
There you go. That's how it relates.
I'm not sure what day of the week it is. Looks like it's on a Thursday. No, I'll probably be here working. But I'll be hard to find that weekend.
So it's the second.
Yeah, if it pleases the board, we can make arrangements for 2 weeks if that's what the board's wanting to do.
Right. Or you could move it back to that Monday, the 29th or something.
Yeah, I was just thinking something in the middle. I know that, I mean, she's not there right now. She's on vacation. Mm-hmm. So then to give you the 2 weeks, that puts you through the 19th. And anything between there and August 1st is just added. I mean, even through the 26th and then starting here on the 29th to give it a fresh Monday.
That has a nice feel to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because we don't have meetings on Mondays usually, and that gives some time to mm-hmm. start the learning curve.
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
That give 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and then it's just 3 days shy of the first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. That would be just fine.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right.
Dan's
okay.
In.
HR can accommodate. Thank you, sir.
Right. Just planting the seed, as we move forward for the transition, there may be some requests for changing reassignments and, you know,
about your staffing structure.
And, you know, those sort of things. Yeah. So
are you going to fill her position or?
Right now, I don't think we are going to, but I'll make a proposal that's pretty comprehensive, and Dan has a copy of it already, but
okay.
It's just a working document at this point.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Nate. Good to see you.
Good seeing you. See you next week for the quarterly update.
Exciting.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Thanks for the teaser.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now we have great anticipation.
Yep.
Okay, so
the branding. Are we going to use an electric branding iron, or are we going to put it in the fire like we used to do?
We don't have fires in summer, Dan.
That's right. We don't use fire because of the carbon footprint, and we can't burn coal to make the electricity to run the branding iron. So we're not branding anything?
So officially for the agenda, it's branding updates, and then we're going to go into discussion of the Ambassador equipment upgrade, both of which are John McCafferty. Oh, we're going to do Ambassador first.
Can we?
Yeah. So Ambassador equipment upgrade update.
So I'm looking for dates. Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning.
I think your wife will be upset.
Yes.
Unless it's dates with her, and then you're okay. So sorry, we're all in rare form.
Holiday week. As per the board, we are upgrading the audiovisual equipment in Ambassador. The company, Northwest Designs, out of Portland, will need at least a week to complete the project. They are looking for a full week where you won't need the Ambassador.
How does that work out for courts on Tuesdays?
So I asked, I sent an email to Trina at courts. And she said, thanks for the heads up. There is a murder trial in September that they would like to be back into Ambassador or not be disturbed that week. But otherwise, they can make it work. We were thinking maybe the Marie Hill room over at Corrections would accommodate them. I'm not sure what other options there would be available.
Mornings, those are usually open.
Okay.
And are we going to have a remote meeting sometime out in Williams, perhaps, in September or August?
Can they be back by next week? No, I'm just, work week-wise, we're in Cave Junction on the 17th. If we had thought of this ahead of time, Darren and I are both gone the 11th through 16th.
Of July?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cannot, they're not available until at least August. They would rather do it in September.
So what about Fair Week? Do we do less Fair Week?
Which is Fair Week? Is that the 13th?
Yeah, the 14th through 17th is the Wednesday through Saturday. But I'll be gone that Monday for AOC. It's and then get back in time for Fair.
That also is the court's preferred week. Somewhere in the August 17th to 16th window.
We're gone the following week at Taste of Oregon, so there's no Wednesday meeting.
That would be as good as well.
Right now?
Don't know what you're talking about.
The Taste of Oregon up in Florence, the Oregon Coastal Caucus?
Oh, it's not on my calendar.
Are you going? I'm going.
I've never been. Simon always went to that. Did you ever go to the Coastal Caucus?
No. Well, I'm just saying I won't be here that way.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have a hearing on Monday the 19th in the morning. Do you know anything about that, Wendy, as far as what that land use text amendment hearing is? Is it community development or is it legal?
Yeah, community development.
Yeah, it says Ambassador for that, huh?
Well, it's where they usually have hearings, so that would be the only conflict I see there.
And that's over at noon on Monday.
Could we go, could we start off the week before and end the week of the fair week? So if they need their 10-day that we're ending by the 16th, so it doesn't cover. We don't want to carry over into the week of the 19th. We need back in there by the 19th.
Yeah, that would be perfect for both the courts and you, if that works.
What, 12th through the 16th?
No, go further back the week before. So August 5th through 9th week plus the next week for carryover.
Can't say they'll get done.
Yeah. So if they need, I mean,
so you just
they're
have
not
to
working move. Weekends, though, right?
They're
just,
they're working weekends.
So, and they need 10 straight days?
They need 10 straight days. That's their preference.
right? So
that would work. If you started them on Wednesday the 7th, they would be done by Friday the 16th, and that would keep the Tuesday day intact on August 6th for the courts.
We'd move our meeting that's on the 7th?
We could.
Why don't we see if we can do a Williams meeting that?
That August 7th?
That August meeting.
Yeah.
To just avoid it and kind of kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, they're available out there at the Grange.
Yep.
We can try to do that.
And the Grange is usually pretty tied up. Can we go to the school or something? We've had a couple of, I know when they had debates out there, they used the school.
Or even the library.
Library.
Because they'll be out.
To see what the possibility, I don't know who's got a network out there. The school may have a better opportunity. I don't know if the library does. They may as well. But they would over the Grange.
But the Grange is usually, I think every time we've tried to do something out at the Grange, it's the seed fair.
We could ask.
But we can ask, because the Grange is, do they have a downstairs? I've only been upstairs.
Pretty good meeting room downstairs, too.
I've been in the downstairs, too.
Cognizant of ADA, if we're going to have a meeting.
It's not. You have to go down steps to get downstairs, I think. Do they have a ramp in the back?
I thought it was level.
Maybe it is. Under the stairs.
Seems like there's got to be a handicap entrance.
You know, let's check with the school. Like you said, the school.
I think the school or the library.
Yeah, the kids won't be there, so.
All right, so would that work?
Yeah, we'll pursue that if you'd like.
I mean, even if they need up through the 5th or something like
that. We can move.
They can move that week for jury as
well. We've got plenty of time to make arrangements somewhere else for our WBS.
Yeah. Yeah. And lock them in.
With the turnout we've been having at the WBS, we could have it in this room.
Let me confirm it with Northwest Design that that's a good week, and then we'll make the arrangements to move it to Williams.
Okay. Well, yeah, and then, I mean, like I said, even if you have to go back to the 5th, I think the courts could miss the 6th for one day accommodation. We can see if Murray Hill would be available that one day.
Okay.
And I didn't really know how bad the acoustics are in that room over there, but during the nonverbal communications training, I couldn't hear a word she said.
Yeah, it's probably because of the microphone setup. The new system will be set up for someone to move around the basker, but this was just a stopgap.
The speakers don't go around the room well.
That's
one thing about Marie Hill. When they installed the speakers, they put them equally in the ceiling all through the room, so no matter where you are, you hear it the same.
Yeah, and they're going to add those.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Does that work for you, sir?
It does.
Okay. So branding is kind of an exciting place to be, but I don't know what we have today, so go for it.
So Commissioner Morgan, you might want to turn around if you can, or take another seat. So here is the branding guide that we've got from Slate Communications. It's meant to tell us exactly what the colors are so that when we go to our website designer, we'll say we want Pantone this number and this number. So what's new on this one is Commissioner Morgan wanted to see what a logo would look like with the established 1856 in the logo below the word county. I don't know if we can.
I don't necessarily know that I like it, but wanted to see what the option looked like.
Well, and you could always throw it in if you were doing something.
Maybe clothing, I could see it. Often it'll show up on branded clothing as an added logo.
Right.
If you wanted to jazz it up.
Were you trying to jump in?
No, I was.
Oh, got it. Someone, yeah.
There went your soccer guy.
Yeah, Mr. Tucker just walked by and he waved, so I acknowledged that he was in the
Mr. Corky
Nut.
Got it.
And so, simplified.
Well, can we go back up? So, just to point out, too, on the main logo has basically lines around Josephine.
Is that what the difference is?
Giving it a 3D effect.
The green lines, right.
This one adds this 1856, but this one is a simplified one that takes those lines out for the sake of embroidery or smaller cases so that it's clear and doesn't get confusing or blurry to people.
I think the 3D look makes it look classier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it looked good on a vehicle.
As far as embroidery and stuff, item number three is going to be very. Nobody say, "Well, where's the line on the embroidery?" Right. I'm not going to do that.
No, but it does give us an option that still keeps with the theme of it without it being confusing. Right. So that's kind of neat. This is one of the reasons why I liked this company is because not only they give us a guide here, but when it comes to implementation with PowerPoints and letterhead and different stuff like that, they're going to give us recommendations of all of that as well for consistent conformity. So go ahead, Wendy. Sorry, I didn't mean to go back to the line list.
If you could scroll down one more. So these are grayscale. If you're using black and white printing, you could add grayscale for some depth. And if you wanted to use another single color, I think the one on the right looks great for parks. Right. So what they're giving us is the ability to be adaptable, to have our main logo branded, but to also meet signage, trucks, uniforms separately to be able to meet those kind of standards.
And the line just before it was just giving you scaling of how much space you need around it and different stuff. So literally minimum space for brand, for marketing and different stuff. So the guidelines so that we make sure that we have it right, which already the Chamber of Commerce is eager to get this. Some of our departments are saying we need to print some stuff.
The veterans want banners for the fair.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Then they give us the color specifics. Now, if you can go back to that, I had asked John, I said, "John, I didn't see orange in anything. Where'd the orange come from?"
Right.
And he had an answer.
That isn't orange, that's Pantone 717.
Pantone 717, exactly.
My apologies, sir.
I stand corrected.
You know, I mean, so if we're going to look.
What was your answer for?
So the answer is they have complementary colors for things like brochures, so that you'd have your logo, but you might have edging around it that would
background or something.
Yeah. Highlighted. If you remember your old color wheel from primary school, they would have had these are the colors that are on the opposite ends of the wheel, and they complement them, even though you didn't understand it. At least I didn't.
I'll have to check my mom's boxes if she saved that one for me.
Well, to me, complimenting him would be, "That looks nice."
Yeah. You look nice today.
Yeah.
That's a nice shirt.
I'm sure other colors will work. And then I was curious why we were going to other languages, but this is apparently just the font.
Yes. So this is the typeset. So these are that we give to the printer, so they can't change our font on us. Right. They would have a specific font that
so
they
use. So we have some
use.
Consistency. That.
So it's Arial Bold, which is your typical regular type font that you see as a Microsoft Word default. And then we have the top one, which I've never heard of, Taco Semi-Bold.
And Hind.
Hind Semi-Bold.
Yeah.
I did want to show you the department additional language. Wendy, if you could go to that.
I've had a finger. I can hit it for you. I see it.
So this idea was we went to Slate and we said, what if we did want to have a little bit of different brand for the departments, at least that face the public to a great deal, airports, fairgrounds, parks. And so this was what they came back with. The airport in this case is a little smaller than county. The white lines that highlight airport on either side are shaped like wings to give it a little bit of an airport look. If you scroll down, Wendy, this one is parks. The wings on the side are not wings like a bird's wings. They're just meant to highlight parks.
And then county, they thought we were the Board of County Commissioners, which we were once upon a time in the 90s. We changed the name. Again, this is the fair with the smaller department underneath the county. I believe we have an option for the same size on the department, which is
I think the smaller looks better to me because it's just a subsection of the...
Yeah.
It's still Josephine County, and then... Airport, that's just my opinion.
That's what we thought as well, to be honest.
Are there any options that don't have the name on the brand itself?
That don't... Oh, we have talked to them about coming up with a standard, like you suggested, for where their name and community corrections would go on uniforms. And vehicles.
Fair's got four letters, but what about emergency management?
Right.
Community corrections.
Could it be underneath? Are you saying embroidered underneath emergency management or community corrections?
We were trying to find out what do you do about the big words because and
community development.
Yeah, prevention, juvenile justice, all these other departments that have two names or big names, even Public Works would find itself. Getting past the lettering there. So if you got a shirt and your logo went over your heart as your logo, where your badge would go, your thing, you know, that kind of stuff. Name badges always go on this side. So department name over here.
And keep it out of the brand.
You can have Sarah Emergency Management brand hole over here. So the brand is consistent.
Yeah, I like that better than... writing it below and mucking up the brand.
The brand should be standalone.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they weigh in as well? I didn't remember if
no,
we asked.
But I, okay. my thinking is going to be that it's going to come in at exactly that, is that you have a standard for where you put the name and department when you're not using them in the brand.
Right. Okay.
So you have these three that are... that have the outward facing, but I heard you say something about the green one or doing, I remember one of the samples we saw, Laramie County, Wyoming, when they would do different departments had the logo in one color, and so this department would be red or maroon, this department would be green, this department would be blue, but the logo was always the same. But you knew by the color theme which department it was talking about.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to know one way or the other.
We might internally know that. But
The simpler you can make it to them making the t-shirt, the more changes you make, the more expensive it gets.
Yeah.
I think.
So what do you think about just keeping the brand, and the departments don't have their individualized, we just do
Everybody gets the one brand.
The one brand on the end. The
opposite.
Because we're already into four colors, five colors on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's spendy.
But if they want to do one color, they can.
And if you want the one color, if you want to do, well, you've actually still got five colors, but you can do the one color for simplicity. If you're just making t-shirts that the guys wear out to work in, they're going to destroy them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to get dirty and ripped and paint on them and so on and so forth. So just, you know, as far as cost goes, it's cheaper to do the black only or the white, well, I'd say the black only.
But I think it looks good. It translates well in the one color.
Either one, yeah. Either one, but the simplicity of it, just putting one color, it's going to jump out at you. But for classy stuff, like a shirt or a jacket or a sweatshirt you're going to wear, for department heads and stuff, the five colors looks better.
Yeah, and I think that five colors should be throughout, and this should be used sparingly.
And then that you can use the, like all the Public Works, they're going to order a whole bunch of t-shirts. Then if we did it in the one color black, that just cut down the cost probably dramatically.
So the one on the far right is meant to represent that your colored t-shirt is the color and the white is the opposite relief.
Right.
So that one, I thought, if Parks had green t-shirts, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if they had orange t-shirts at Public Works, they might want the black.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, because it'd stand out more.
Or even black if it was the bright yellow, depending on which OSHA color they're using.
But every piece of paper should have that.
I'm sure there's a requirement for safety out on job sites and stuff.
Yeah, the orange is the way
orange or yellow or whatever.
So departments aren't getting their own logos. We're going to go with one.
Right.
I like the idea that if you do have, the idea that you can put your name over here if you want it. You know, that's when you put Public Works and Rob or something, you know, over here, on like you were talking on the...
Well, there's a press release coming out today that's ODF and Rural Metro, Grants Pass, Sheriff's Office, County, and Williams, and I don't remember who else, and about 4th of July fireworks safety, that kind of thing. And I tell you, when you see all our logos next to each other, I'm really anxious for this to be our logo there now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think the old triangle is like a pyramid. It's gone. It needs to change. Plus, it's got a certain ring to it. If you set Grants Pass's logo up against Josephine's logo, they look pretty consistent.
Yeah, they're not far
off. They send about the same message.
If you saw the paper last night or the night before, the Courier did a special insert newspaper on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Something. And emergency management had to buy an ad in that article, and there's a little square there. And they, for everything, because they're representing both agencies, they put City of Grants Pass and the county. And it's very distinct So it will be nice when we can use. So our plan right now is to roll out officially at the fair. Are you guys okay with that?
Absolutely.
There was an offer of a local event person to kind of maybe we were going to look into see what that would be to have advise or just try to help think of if there anything we're missing.
Right.
And so they were going to look into that option
as part of the reveal.
I haven't heard if it's there or we're still internal
staff. We've reached out and have not heard a response yet.
Okay.
We're going to follow up again today.
And but yeah, this is, it's kind of like we need the official blessing of the board.
Yep.
So what I'm proposing is to, in 1997, I think, a order came to the board in which they detailed what the standard was for the county.
Excuse me.
And I'm proposing to do the same thing, just be a one-pager attached to the branding guide, said that this will be our logo, this is how we'll use it. This is when we can use the other options, and to have the board agree to that and sign off on it. Is the board okay with that? Yeah, to basically have it, this is our logo. If you're going to use anything different, you have to get the permission of the board to do so.
So it's not actually changing the order from 1997, but it will update the amendments and attachments to the new logo, right?
The old order did say, this is our logo, it's a triangle with 11 colors, two of colors which are greenish brown and brownish green. And
I know that
this
great.
Is how you will use it.
Partly
so.
Cloudy, mostly sunny.
Yeah. So, okay, well, just updating that to be the current logo.
Right.
But
what
I meant is the premise of this is our logo.
Yeah. And I fought for parks, but you guys overrid me, so. That's the way it works.
So make sure it's recorded. So Darren fought hard for parts.
That's right.
But was outvoted.
All capitals.
But as the new kid on the block, he was seniority hadn't kicked in yet.
You know, good work, John.
Good process.
Team, I know there was a lot on the threshing floor. And,
right.
The staff, sheriff's office had representation
the
there with Aurora.
That's gonna look great.
And Parks was represented with Sarah. Ricky was there. Jason. Who am I missing?
That's it.
And I just want to say they did an outstanding job of dropping things to get these calls and things. It was very appreciated. And
well, this is a big deal. We're gonna yank ourselves out of the 40s or whatever. They said 90s, but I don't know. That old logo was old.
Anything else you need?
I believe we're all set. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is additional subject matters from commissioners. And do we have anything?
I went to the So Ready annual banquet over at Ashland Hills Inn, and they gave out their awards, and one of them I wanted to highlight. They have their 2019 Tenacity Award, someone who really worked against some of the odds to be successful during the recession and is now selling mostly dump truck bodies in 13 states, including Hawaii, and that's Rogue Truck Body out in Kirby. And so I thought that was really cool that out of Jackson and Josephine
and
County.
The reason they sell a lot of them, they're a good-looking product.
They're good. They decided
the
they wanted it to be a good-looking product.
I saw a semi going down the road with like three truck bodies on there, and you went, that's craftsmanship.
So
they're just going to get bent up and full rocked, but
eventually,
while they're new, they really
they look
nice.
Sharp. Yeah.
What if we ever took a moment to highlight businesses at the weekly business session?
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, we did acknowledge Scott in the award he got from RCC, but he's our employee.
Right.
But what about some Josephine County-based businesses, if anything's going on, to kind of highlight as far as
something
that
would
like
be,
that? I know Oregon used to be high on the business-friendly list. We're now nationwide like 33rd on the friendly list. I don't know if we're going to stay there.
And then the walkout happened, and now we're back up to 16.
Yeah. Well, you heard the governor wants to do
so
an executive
Republican
order.
The walk out and the cap of trade went down the toilet.
No, governor says she's going to do it as an executive order now.
Well, and I think we're 33rd before this legislative session, which some of the things that were happening may mean we're
even
somewhere
less friendly
else on the list.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, that might be something to...
Well, I wouldn't do one a week. I'd just do one a month. You know, maybe the business of the month. Because if you get 52 a year, we're going to be watering it down and just...
Yeah,
it won't mean anything, but, you know, we could even have it on our bulletin board business of the month. And a little bio.
It's just a random thing, but, I mean, how often do we get a kind of just...
And we could bring it up on KJO Radio, the business of the month. There's a lot of things we could do with that to give that, we'll give that business some highlight time, some spotlight time.
Well, even an ad in the paper acknowledging, Josephine County would like to acknowledge.
Yeah.
I don't know. It may not go anywhere, but just something that kind of came to mind.
Yeah, let me,
as you said,
I'll ask the CEDC that question as well. And they may come up with some recommendations for that.
Did you have other things, sir?
No, that was the one I wanted to highlight.
Ooh, not for me.
We turned that in. I turned that in.
I was
we talked
ask
about
you about
it
that
about a month ago.
Offline, yeah. Did you?
It was a... At the time, we had said me primary, you alternate, but it was, I don't remember. It was around the time we had the conversation that we were both going to go. That's,
right.
But we have sent it in.
Good. Well, here, I'll file this one then. No, I won't. The drama was really lost on
Would you
on
please
that.
Call the building
maintenance?
Department
we need maintenance.
Bigger ash cans for...
Commissioner Fowler.
That is something I was going to ask about, though. I don't know the time frame of what's going on with the ramp next door, but if it's not open, I think they should have tape across the bottom so people don't make it all the way up that ramp and think they're going to get in the building.
They have some corrections that they need to make to one of the handrails, and the welder's supposed to come out.
Oh,
and
then they'll paint it?
Could we put some caution tape across it so people don't go up again?
I think that'd be a good idea so you don't think it's legit.
It's not up right now. There's no... The whole lawn is caution tape.
Yeah, and I thought about it last week.
Wendy, would you jot me a note down to call Ryan Johnson on that? Thank you. But yeah, I agree.
What Dan?
I asked him when's it gonna be up and running, and he said we have one extension they need to put on it. They figured that somebody I don't know why.
Never again.
Year and a half project. It's looking nice. John did a good job getting the sod out there and all that kind of stuff.
And they've put in all the stuff in there, and they've got all those sprinkler systems on. There's a button on my desk for the sprinkler systems. For when I want to water the grass in the middle of the day.
It looks a little dry.
When I look out there and go, looks like we need a freshwater washdown out there.
That may
happen.
Panic.
Shoot.
Okay, did you have any things?
No, that was it.
That was it. That's
just
enough.
A request for a button, no big deal.
Meeting with ODF and the city tomorrow to get the steps needed for the city's fire district thing. We're going to be talking about some more stuff this afternoon on the other stuff, but just wanted to kind of throw that out there. And let's see, was there something else?
Heard on the radio on Bill Meyer's show, they said that this year looks like it's much, the forest is much healthier as far as water retention and all that stuff, so maybe the season would start later.
I was getting ready to go to
Klamath
Falls on Friday and Thursday. I was in Jiffy Auto Parts, and Cletus Burge came down from Portland. He said he had to pull over in Roseburg because it was raining too hard to see on the freeway.
Golly. You know, they got over 200 lightning strikes in that last storm.
I says, I'm going, yeah, but there was a map out how many lightning strikes they had, and it only started 29 fires, so it's still pretty wet out there.
Good.
And then I went going to Klamath Falls, we got rained on once. When I went down to the Great American Race, the team that we were kind of associated with in that 1909 Buick, number 5,
yeah.
Them two guys got poured on their way over from the coast.
Golly.
That we just got pelted. It's an open wheel, open cockpit thing, and they had living water in the bottom of the goggles.
Well, and last month we had 105 here. I mean, and in June. Yeah. I mean, so yeah. Who knows what the summer holds. What I can tell you is our forests have not been managed.
No.
That is, it hasn't reduced the fire risk at all, and if anything, the rain is causing the underbrush to grow more.
Yeah, what is, I notice out there at the Merlin Interchange, they've taken all of that where that guy, he used to have a wrecking yard back in through the trees, taking all those trees and pile them up in a big heap as a slash burn to burn it, I think. And now it's going to sit there all summer long.
I saw that.
It's sit there all summer long,
yeah.
At an entrance to our fair city again.
Yeah.
Then it's going to sit there all summer long, and then as soon as it starts raining, we go, okay, we're going to throw some diesel on that light. Oh! Nope, it's not. It's a no-burn day. Because you're going to have to be a while burning that. I didn't know if they would come in and chip it, but if there's that much dirt in it, they won't chip it.
So here, that's a question for you with economic development that I keep meaning to ask.
What is that?
The extra, the byproduct, that's the one thing that nobody has. You have mills, you have different stuff, but nobody's for the limon up, for the...
Right, no biomass.
We used to take
source.
Some biomass, but we don't have a biomass.
So maybe that's something that as a region, Southern Oregon can look at. How do we come up with a biomass option? If the governor's office is going to help economically, how do we process in a green fashion to get the governor's office on board, the biomass, so we can actually get some stuff going?
Get a hold of Biomass One over there and see if they have a drop site over on this side of the mountain that everybody can take their stuff to, because it used to be out at the dump. Biomass would come in there and pull out anything that they didn't want in their compost.
Right, well, you can still drop it off at the Joe Grow location.
Yeah.
If you want to, for a fee. Yeah.
So, but... yeah.
But as far as what I'm hearing, I mean, we don't have any mills really left around here. They're not taking anything off the forest. They're taking private sales and the ones, you know, so it's like, all right, how do we get a mill going again? How do we get something to process?
Yeah.
But nobody's processing the biomass. And when I did the tour of the Colville, Washington stuff, they had 7 mills that Vaughan's, they could process to different, they had their main one, but there were 7 mills in town to process all the stuff off their forest.
Right.
And the bioproduct was still one of the things they all were dealing with.
If you take the back way through White City to get to 140,
mm-hmm.
right out there by Eric's and Air Crane's building, they were paving back in there and growing, and I thought, what the heck is that? Now there's a humongous log deck out there, and all it is a chipping facility. And I'm looking at some of those logs, and I said, you're going to chip that? That looked like marketable timber to me. Of course, I'm no lumber grader. But
it might be a different tree.
But it may be something else. But it's a huge, it's all it is a chipping facility. And they've got a pretty good-sized log deck out there now.
Hmm.
So that may be what, you know, we're going to pull everything out of the forest. We're going to thin all these, you know, like, for instance, your damaged trees and your stuff that's 2 years old on a salvage, and you can't, it's not marketable, but it still has to come down you know, for management, that may be the place they're taking that stuff. I don't know.
I know, we left some standing. But it is like
brand new, huh?
We left some standing.
Yeah, we couldn't sell.
Yeah, we got a lot standing.
We couldn't even get it cut. Interesting. Hmm. Well, and we currently, are you familiar with the Marlson operation at Community Corrections does on community, I'm sorry, Public Works?
On the tree farm above the lagoon?
Yeah, so Public Works owns a property, and different groups drop firewood, and then Community Corrections takes crews out there every once in a while to chop the firewood for elderly or...
There's a tree farm above the railroad tracks. From Marlson Lagoon, you've got Marlson and the lagoons is on the left.
Okay.
And then you go across the tracks, and that's all a tree farm back up in there. But that's been probably, that tree farm's got to be on the year 35 to 40 years old. So maybe it's harvestable, or maybe they're thinning it. But I think it's all pine up in there. I don't think it's.
This is different. So okay. Community Corrections had started a
I saw that
firewood program.
Firewood program. I'm surprised you didn't go up there on above the freeway where all that madrone and oak was that burned last year. Why they didn't go up there and log that baby off and drag it all down. And that is premium firewood for the elderly and for veterans and so on and so forth. Get them up in there and get that all done and reforest that. Now, I know it's not probably the ideal ground for growing fir and pine, but there are fir and pine growing up there. And how do you know until you plant it?
Yeah.
Maybe your success rate's only, your survivability's only 40% or 60%, but you know what? You could do something up there without it being going right back into madrone and oak again to burn again. But it looks ugly up there coming in from the top.
Driving in from the south.
And you think, why didn't they just log that off? I mean, they're pretty, just cut it all down.
Well, and I've learned, I was talking to some folks from U.S. Forest Service that Northern California has basically depleted most of their madrone and different stuff. They've harvested them all for firewood.
Huh.
And so there is an industry for it, even just south of here, that's the preferred mechanism of, you got someone that'll cut and do it.
I don't know whose land that is.
I would imagine. I would imagine it's private.
So you guys got to meet with the Sorority folks when I was at a fire meeting. I got to meet with them on Wednesday night.
Oh, the consultant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was...
Yeah, you guys had dinner, I heard.
Yes, I froze. It was on the deck. It was the cold night, and it was okay. I was glad to get that update. I think that there's been a lot of question through time on where Soretti and our community and all that kind of stuff, and how I kind of described to them as it feels like there's momentum with what Soretti's trying to.
The jewels, that was their jewel meat dinner thing.
Oh, the crown jewels.
No, I went to the first one. Darren went to the next one.
I went to one.
Okay, and you're going to the next one. Mm-hmm. But I like the idea of that having the regional
meetings. Regional plan and the, yeah.
But when you look at what's going on in Southern Oregon, we have kind of this momentum building here.
Absolutely.
With all the things going on, and it feels like Soretti's kind of going there too. So it's kind of a neat time to get stuff done. But
it is. I think that's going to be very successful. That's a good company.
So just as a reminder, next week... is the NEPA objection hearing for the Briggs Valley. We had submitted that we don't want them decommissioning any roads. I met with U.S. Forest Service on Friday, and one of their local guys gave me some different photos and different stuff of different roads that are scheduled for decommissioning. And so we're going to be...
So you're saying they're not listening? is that what you're saying?
No.
Did you take the results of our advisory question to them? Make sure they see that.
And also our coordination plan.
Exactly.
It's in there and all that. So that stuff, yes, but so different forest supervisor is when this project started, who had a different philosophy. Current philosophy of current fire season and everything else is, you know, but this is part of what NEPA has to do. And so they're going to bring it all in. So Wally and I are going next week. To make sure that we represent where we're coming from, and there's, I don't know, so we'll see how that goes, but we're going to kind of try to get the game plan together beforehand.
Can't believe we're in July already.
No, and it's it is just flying how quickly everything is going on.
Well, hopefully we'll be in September going, can you believe we haven't got a fire yet?
Please.
All right, I can't think if there's anything else. I was going to go to the Pacific Power Gathering in Medford next week, but I'll be over there for that U.S. Forest Service meeting, but I'm thinking I'm going to want to get right back.
Right.
So if somebody else wants to go.
I can make that Pacific Power meeting as long as there's nothing else scheduled over it. Can you see if you can transfer that?
What day is it? It's Wednesday the 10th.
Yeah, you're signed up. Excellent. Then I'll go.
And Wendy, if it's possible to RSVP me, that would be awesome too.
I'm in August.
We did meet on Friday as an EMS board over the AMR contract stuff. 2.5 hours, and it was quite a. It was good. So they'll be bringing it back to us for the next steps. So
good.
Thanks for allowing the due process that we thought we were going to get.
So you won't need the whole 90 days or whatever.
Hoping not.
Yeah.
Hoping not. Good. Well, the negotiations still haven't happened, but all right. That was the updates that I had for you guys.
Okay.
Very good.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right, we'll see you back at 2:00 this afternoon for legal counsel. We'll be adjourned at 9:30.
For us having nothing else, we sure spent 20 minutes.
Yeah.